we'll back ourselves, of course. You know, we have to. We're at home and we're on form at this moment in time. I know there's a lot of football to be played before January the 7th arrives, but no, for us, you know, we're delighted with the draw, and you know, we obviously, I'm not a fool. You know, if we've got to hope that Leeds United have an off day on that game, and we play to the absolute maximum of our ability.
Because you just missed out on the playoffs last season, Sean. A bit of a sticky start, wasn't it, at the beginning? Probably not the wins you wanted early on, but all of a sudden you're climbing the table nicely, and you know, you're on the fringe again of the playoff places, just 3 points off it now.
No, it was a tough start. It was. You know, we played a number of tough opponents in the first 8 games. Went to extra time, like I said, against Sheffield Wednesday, and then played again that weekend and didn't do ourselves justice, and we had a... You know, we just got a little bit of a hangover for a few games, and it took us a while to find our feet in the league. So once we have, we've managed to, you know, really come alive of late. So I'm delighted with that, obviously. We would have loved a few more points on the board earlier on, but we didn't get it. You know, we stayed together and kept grounded and kind of got ourselves through it, which has been brilliant.
How tough has it been managing in League Two? Obviously, as a player, you've played higher up the ladder for most of your career, pretty much. So how's it been managing at League Two level? How have you found it?
Well, firstly, I mean, making that transition from a player 1 week to managing the next, when I left Millwall on loan and went to take the next, the Notts County job the following weekend, you kind of think, you know, are you ready for it? And then very quickly you realise just how much you don't know as a manager. So it took us a while to, you know, really understand the level, really understand the players, and got used to the, you know, the different types of systems that League One and League Two were playing. But I had a great help with Greg Abbott. I mean, Greg was fantastic for me as an assistant manager at Notts County. Really taught me so much of the role of a manager. And, you know, I feel a lot more confident in this role at Cambridge United than perhaps what I did at Notts County. You know, I understand the job a lot more now.
And how much did that Notts County experience teach you or learn you? Because, you know, you look at what's happened since you left, and, you know, they've not exactly kicked on to bigger and better things, have they, with the greatest will in the world?
No, I mean, I felt it was unjust that I got sacked at the time. Said that, you know, the day that I did get sacked. But, listen, I think it makes you stronger. I think it, you know, gives you that little bit more of an edge when you've had that sacking next to your name. It's not very nice, but you learn very quickly what a ruthless business we're in. So I try and take all the positive experiences out of this job. It's very different to as a player. You know, as a player, you've only got yourself to look after. You've only got yourself to blame. But as a manager, you know, you're reliant upon 25 players who you have to look after Monday to Sunday.
And you mentioned Abbo, of course. You'll be meeting up with him on Wednesday, I'm sure. You're coming up to Yorkshire. You're facing Bradford City in the Checker Trade Trophy. I guess that's as tough a draw as you could have got, isn't it, at this stage of the competition?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in terms of the draw itself, I think we're the most southern-based northern club. So to go and play away at Bradford on a Wednesday night, you know, it throws in a bit of a problem for the league game at the weekend. But listen, that's been story of our season. We've travelled quite a lot this year, so we'll travel up to Bradford and we'll be taking some form up there as well. Delighted to go and obviously spend some time with Greg after the game, and you know, we'll have a little chinwag after, which will be nice, because I think a lot about him. He's a great guy, but the job's to do on Wednesday night, and we're going to take some form up there, so we're hopeful we can do ourselves justice.
Yeah, one away defeat in 9. You do bring some form, don't you, looking at that? I mean, some good wins as well. I'm sure you enjoyed the one at Notts County, but you beat a Dover and won there. That's not an easy one in the cup beforehand. So good form, as you said, on the road. Confident. I mean, the Checker Trade Trophy, it gets a lot of stick, but how do you view it at Cambridge? Is this a realistic chance for you boys to get to Wembley?
Well, it's a competition that we've took very seriously. You know, we've won some and lost one, albeit against the top of League One in our little league. We lost to Scunthorpe at home, but both teams were through then, so I made a lot of changes that night. Yeah, it is a competition that we take seriously. It's a realistic opportunity for any League One and League Two to progress and get closer to that fantastic stadium, which is Wembley Stadium. So we want to do well, you know. But the most important thing for me in the club is to keep this little run going. And if we can on Wednesday, then that'll be great.
Good stuff. And just on to Leeds United. Obviously, you did a game with us going back about 18 months or so ago. You were saying then Leeds just need to build. They need time. They need patience. Gary Monk's come in. He's doing a fantastic job, isn't he?
Oh, for me, it's just been amazing. I mean, it's a tough job to take. You know, we all know the last 10 years in particular of what's took place at Elland Road. But when Gary got that opportunity in the summer, everybody knew it would be a difficult job for him. Again, similar to me, he's come through that little bad spell in the beginning of the season, and it just seemed to be getting stronger and stronger. I mean, I watched the game against Villa, and I thought they were outstanding. I thought it was a proper game of football. I mean, back-to-back, big gates at Elland Road, that's what it's all about. You know, Newcastle game and the Aston Villa game, it's what Elland Road should be. You know, 30-odd thousand people there bouncing around that stadium and all the fans getting behind them, and that's what I want to see.
Yeah, you'll be hoping that will inflict some misery on him in January, won't you? You'll be looking forward to, I mean, it's a big one. It'll be a big one for the players as well, won't it, this one?
Like I said, you know, we asked for a big club and we've got our wishes. You know, this is a huge club, Leeds United. You know, probably one, I would say, without a doubt, the biggest club I ever played for. So I'll be telling them all about that, you know, sharing a few experiences of Leeds United and what they should expect. You know, the vocal backing what they always take wherever they travel throughout the country. So our players will be very, you know, very, very much ready for what's going to be a really difficult game. But it's one that we want to enjoy. We want to do ourselves justice, that's for sure.